Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So hello, my friends. It is National Hood Week, so happy National Hood Week to you. And do you know what Triple H is very good at? Fixing things. I mean, so far, he has fixed the Raw Nostalgia shows. He's fixed the mid-card titles. He has fixed unscripted promos. And when it comes to long-term storytelling, he has done a wonderful job. I think Paul Levesque totally understands that when it comes to wrestling, it's the small things that matter. So given the time of year and something we do have on the horizon, I think the game gets this too. So after WrestleMania, WWE's about to blow us all away. Why? Get in the hood. Here's why. And I'm sure you figured out this is literal too, because we are indeed talking about the Raw after WrestleMania. Now, for ages, this has become a permanent fixture of the WrestleMania weekend, because the fans would go so crazy and you never actually knew what was going to happen. I mean, some lapsed fans would actually skip WrestleMania and just focus on this, because they knew if they did turn up, they're going to get an adrenaline boost like nowhere else. I mean, look at all of this. In 2011, The Rock and John Cena stared at each other and they made a match for 12 months' time, which was not the normal way of doing things. In 2012, Brock Lesnar returned and he dropped John Cena. And then in 2013, Dolphy Boy Ziggles cashed in his Money in the Bank briefcase and he became the world champion to a thunderous reaction. We can even jump forward to 2017, when Roman Reigns was in the ring. He got booed for about 54 years after defeating The Undertaker at WrestleMania, when he went, "Oh, this is my yard now." And I know, when things get bad, imagine we had just done the heel turn then. The stories we could have told. We could even go back to 2002 with all of these, when Hulk Hogan walked to the squared circle, and he got such a long pop and such a long reaction, some people said that it broke records. Of course, this came off his WrestleMania 18 match with The Rock. Crazy. It's why a tradition was born, because if you decided to skip this show when you were in town, well, you had no idea what you were going to miss out on. Sadly, though, over the last few years, well, it's kind of been okay, but it's also been a little bit lame. But let's go back to 2022. Cody Rhodes opened the damn thing with a promo, but we had to do this. He just returned to WWE, so it didn't shock anyone. And the only thing that did come out of left field is all of a sudden Elias was saying, "Yo, I'm Ezekiel now. I don't know what's going on." Now, I did like that angle because I thought it was genuinely funny. When you were watching it from the venue or you were watching it from home, I think you essentially got the same experience. Which brings us to this year. Now, nobody knows what's going to happen between Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns, but you can go in either direction. Because if Cody becomes a champion, you have an opportunity to present his first proper opponent. And if the Tribal Chief keeps hold of his gold, well, I tell you, this kind of crowd, they're going to eviscerate him. I mean, surely there has to be some madness to this so WWE can say, "Oh, hi, I know you were all excited about WrestleMania, but don't leave us now, because we've got a ton of extra tales to tell you, and I tell you, they're going to be fun." They can also follow that up with some proper surprises, because there are free agents out there ready to sign. The biggest one right now probably being Jay White. And I know, the rumors have all been about Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks, but while their deals are coming up, I still think they're negotiating, so that's not going to happen. Whereas Jay has absolutely left New Japan, and according to the Murmur Mill, he's talking to WWE, and he's talking to AEW. Now, he should be doing this because he is a wrestler trying to get a job, and ultimately, he should pick the promotion that makes him feel all warm and fuzzy in his tum-tum. But if I am Triple H, I am getting the cash money bag. I'm going, "Here you are, Mr. White. Come show over here will debut on the Raw after WrestleMania. I mean, you want a feud with Cody right off the bat? Sure. You want assurances about your future? Sure. You want to be used as a top guy? Sure. Just offer him everything and make sure that he does arrive on this show, because you already know the audience is going to know who he is when it comes to Raw after WrestleMania. This is the hardest of the hardcores. I could probably walk out and like 2% of people would go, ha ha, it's the bald guy off the internet. Everybody else would be confused. It also sends a message, because my word, Jay White in WWE, I never had that on my bingo card, because most years ever, that's not how we play bingo. Now the Triple H shift too, I don't think it ever happens, and there are those FTR rumors too, and they said that something big is coming in April. So once again, if my name is Paul Levesque and it's not, I would go get that dump truck full of the green stuff, and I'd back it up to their house. Now, I actually think the Cash and Dax will stay with FTR, but you've got NXT right there. So let's call up some people, but let's do it properly. Because let's say that Bron Breakker is finally going to leave there and go to Raw. Why not allow him to win some kind of a championship? And I get this may not be possible, depending who is holding onto this gold, but you can still inject him into a feud as such. You've just got to make sure we've got a plan. Just don't make it someone like Dolph Ziggler. That's no disrespect to Ziggler. I think he's amazing. But one, this is what we do all the time, so it's the law of diminishing returns. And two, we've already did it in 2022, so don't go back to it. Instead, yeah, pick a Seth Rollins. Pick an Austin Theory, who maybe has just defeated John Cena. Go and pick Gunther. Like, if all of a sudden Bron Breakker turns up and says, I don't care that you're Gunther, I'll get in your face. If I'm not aware of who this person is, I'm like, man, he's a tough dude. I mean, just showcase him as a major player, much like we did with Solo Sikoa. That is the blueprint and the template now. You do what we do with him for everyone. I mean, if this Trish Stratus rumor has any weight to it too, that she is going to turn heel, do that as well on the Raw after WrestleMania. Because if Becky Lynch and Lita walk into that show as the tag team champions, and we finally get to this long rumored Shayna Baszler, Ronda Rousey versus those two match, Trish can screw Becky over. That puts the belts on Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler. And then as we move towards Backlash, you can do Trish versus Becky. Basically a dream match. It also sends out the message that, haha, more for you for not watching. And once again, Randy Orton is still out there, and apparently his back is getting better. So I'd give him a call and I'd say, hey, Rand, do you want to come back on the Raw after WrestleMania? And do you know what else you could do if you're feeling in a crazy mood? Cody Rhodes is your super-duper universal undisputed champion, and it could be Randy at the end of the show that confronts him. Because if you know the history between these two, you know that that is crazy. And it's also something that Cody has wanted for years. Not everything has to be totally batshit crazy either. We can layer this because Cameron Grimes, he's ready to go on the main roster. So make sure he's here too. And if Matt Riddle is ready to come back, I have no idea what's going on with him. Well, you can figure the rest out. I mean, let's just get to the end of the 3 hours and be like, oh my gosh, I'm emotionally exhausted because WWE just blew their entire load. I know that sounds disgusting. Because it is. It's not like this is just lol for the sake of lol. When you do get this right, it provides that amazing post-WrestleMania hook, which actually keeps people watching. And go and look at the numbers when WWE does go April and beyond. There's always a little bit of a dip, which stands to reason, because we build up to the show of shows. But whatever we can do to circumvent that, get to circumventing. And it really did feel like Vince McMahon was shying away from this towards the end of his tenure. But I truly believe that Triple H will go the other way. And he will sit down there with a dream list. And any box he can tick, he's gonna tick away. I mean, on a total tangent too, there was more proof to this line of thinking. When all of a sudden there was yet another rumor that Triple H was never a big fan of the Universal title. And he even thought about scrapping it. Now that's not gonna happen, and it is gonna be around for the long haul, just because it makes things easier. But that's what we, the fans, used to say. So I do think there's a connection between us and Mr. Levesque. And that cannot be a bad thing. Do not forget that the man with three H's also used to be a wrestler, so he understands the energy that a Raw like this can bring. So if he can go out of his way to create it, and maybe even present the best one ever, well, that's another cap he can wear. Well, to be fair, I don't think I've ever seen him wearing a cap. And you don't have to make everything long-term either. Remember The Undertaker turned up and just destroyed Elias? Why not give Goldberg a call and say, Goldberg, do you want to come in and spear the maximum male models? I mean, it would make no sense and it'd be totally ridiculous, but it would get a massive pop from the crowd. but also don't do it with the maximum male models. How dare you? They're the best wrestlers ever. There just seems to be a huge opportunity here, especially because this WrestleMania could be amazing. So if you're feeling it, and I'm feeling it, surely those people behind the scenes are also feeling it. Because I'm pumped and I'm excited, so I think at the very least there should be one draw-dropping incident that makes you go, this is why I love this damn wrestling, it gets me every time. So sign me up, and I do actually believe I will be there live, so I just want to feel that energy running through my body. So I'm crossing my toes right now, I'm crossing my fingers, I'm crossing my hands, if I could cross my eyes, I'd do that too. Let's get this going again. I think it's damn important. Now, please do leave a comment below, and I have a very specific question for you today. What do you want to see from the Raw after WrestleMania? I bet there's wrestlers I'm not thinking of. I bet there's ideas I'm not thinking of. Get them in the comments, and we can try and manifest it into reality. You can also like the video, share the video, and subscribe. There's a video on the screen right now. You can give it a click, and if you'd like to come say hello to me, you can on social media at WhatCultureWWE or at SimonMiller316. My name is Simon from What Culture. That's what my parents called me. I popped out, and they wrote Simon from What Culture down, and I spent the next 25 to 30 years looking for a job to take care of me, and thankfully I found this. None of that is true. I've made that joke a few times, but when I do, somebody always is messaging me going, Simon, is your name really Simon from What Culture? And that makes me laugh. SFW signing off. Take care. See you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.